I'm gonna start recording them. I hate this thing back up. No, I'm not gonna put them on the website, but they will be for, if anybody wants to review, then you can ask me for it, and I can give you the copy on the computer, and you can listen back at the class. I can email it, yes. It's gonna be easier to do it on the, a thumb drive or something, but, and we could, I could upload it onto the web. I would have to make another page, but we could do that. We could put a little button at the bottom of the homepage or whatever and just say Greek.
Wouldn't that be easier for, rather than sending it to all the different people?
It probably would be. Depends on how, what, who's easier that you're talking. Is it easier for you or easier for me? Anyway. So. All right, but that's a good idea. Marcia will appreciate me getting to play with the computer some more, so. So let's go ahead and pray. We'll start. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for this day you've given to us. You are a good and gracious God, and there is no way we could ever repay the debt that you've paid for us. Lord, I pray that you would just help us to be equipped servants to be able to serve you in many ways. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you've given to us to study the Greek language, to learn your writings in their original. Lord, I pray that, again, that it would not be a matter of pride, but it would be a matter of humility and a matter of being a true doulos, a bondservant of Christ, desiring to be prepared for your glory. I pray that you would open up hearts and minds tonight. Lord, help each of the students, the individuals, to be attentive and to be able to recall the things that they've studied in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, so as a review, at least for the tape, we're gonna do a quick review of 3 and 4. Look at the homework here and go over some of the homework. See how well you understood it and answer some questions. Then we'll go to the quiz and then we'll look at lesson 5. Okay, lesson 5 is gonna seem like a major compared to what you just did over the last 2 weeks.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Really?
And, you know, I mean, I know it's overwhelming. It no matter how we did it, it was going to be overwhelming for you. And but now you have nouns and verbs, Lord willing. And and you know a whole lot more now than you did 2 weeks ago at this time. All right? So let me glance at your homework. You're supposed to have written the alphabet 3 times. And then I had my sheet here someplace. Where did I put my...
How do you say this?
Right,
you say
here. Echo.
Why is it just a cut when it's a... When it's...
It's a key. It's a key. Echo. It's a key. It's a guttural key. It's German. Key. Key. But I don't really spit at you when I say it, but it's what it is. So like, achtung, achi.
Okay.
So echo, echo, echo. So in Hebrew, that would be like a chet. Do you have homework, Christopher, or not? You make me wait. You lose points for every second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking. I'm not that mean. I'm mean, but I'm not that mean. All right.
Last one all finished.
Oh, good to be honest. Okay, you're supposed to do 10 of them, right? And you only got 3 of them? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying to me? Okay. So out of 10, we'll give you a 9 out of being gracious. How's that? Does that work? Okay. For now on, that would be like a 7. Make sense? Okay. But that's okay, though, too.
I have the same issue. I just did this, and
I only made it. We got to stop. Okay. Does that mean that you were doing his homework or he was doing yours? All right, Edward, let me see yours. Oh, Edward, you did a good job. All right. Don, did you do it?
No.
No? Okay, that's okay. The ones who really count are Christopher, Ben, and Tim. They're on record. The rest of you, this is all grace, right?
Oh, good. Remember that when the quiz rolls around.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to give you a better score for it, but the fact is that you can get, walk out of here with a failure, and it really doesn't bother you.
I live with two other people taking this class.
That's right, so you go to do anything.
We need to come up with some bribery, Steve.
Good. Jimmy, go ahead.
No, we know. First homework check.
First homework, that's only 9, dude, we're 10. Oh, okay. Try to slide one over on a teacher. Why is there a llama all by itself?
Why is there a what?
A what?
A llama all by itself out here.
Lambda?
Yeah, lambda.
He's using it for numbers?
What do you mean you don't know?
For numbers?
Trying to what, he's just trying to take me out, see. My eyes are old, but they still catch these things. Alright. Alright, so what we'll do is when you come in from now on, if you can bring me your homework and show it to me, that'll make things a whole lot faster, and we don't have to waste that time, okay? Alright, so let's go to lesson 3 and 4. Before we do that, does anybody have any question on 1 or 2 after you've reviewed it? I mean, 1 is the alphabet and the diphthongs. 2 is the pointing, the accenting, which we really don't have to worry a whole lot about. But if you were looking at it again and you had any questions that I can't answer, go ahead and ask. Okay. So, that's right. 3 is the verb that we're going to start at with the verbs, present, active, indicatives. Okay? And present as well talks about the timing of it, means that it's happening now. Okay, active means that it's a from the context of the subject, so it's the voice, it's action that the subject is performing, and then it's indicative, which is the mood, which means it's a statement of fact. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, and the biggest thing here is that you want to work at is the o eis a amen ete usi. Okay, so for the sake of the kindergarten drills here. Let's say it together. Ready? O ace a amen ete usi. Okay. So if you kind of memorize that, that's a cheap way of doing it, but still, you can put it with any of the stems, and you got it right. So as long as you know.
I have a question.
Say again.
Page 21, the second plural.
Okay, tell me the paragraphs. Paragraphs make it easier in Mason's book.
Paragraph 20.
Okay.
In the middle where it has singular and plural, 1, 2, 3.
Don't worry about that. You don't have to exit. What Mason likes to do, okay, if you love linguistics.
I liked it. I just wondered why the etta didn't have the et.
Because that, same thing like with the amen, because the vowel is considered your transitional vowel. What's the proper word for that vowel?
Do you add it when you're...
That's what I said. It's a matter of... It's a variable vowel. Yeah, between the stem and these personal endings was placed a variable vowel. Well, honestly...
Right below it,
next sentence. The next sentence.
Okay.
Okay. And so, from my perspective... not being the linguist and the one who is going to dig deep into all these ancient languages, it's just easier to put that quote-unquote variable vowel on the ending. Okay, because what you're going to find is when we go to the futures, that the easiest thing is to give you that variable vowel in your mind, and now you have a variable other thing on your ending. So with the futures, you're going to add a sigma between the stem and the ending. And so luo becomes luso, so it becomes luso, luse, suse, lusama, luseta, susi. Then I, so if you have it, yes, if I lift, but really it's like that, you know?
And there's a movable mu at the end.
Lususin.
Then it would be lususin, and then it would be very complicated.
And then you start playing marches and stuff like that. Anyways, so... but anyways, so I'm not quite positive why all that stuff, other than in the originals, and when you get into linguistics, there's a way that you break words down, and he's doing that for you. Okay? And so what I encourage everybody is if you really enjoy this stuff, like with the accenting stuff like that, if you like linguistics, go for it. Learn as much as you can on it, okay? It's extra. But as far as what we're looking at, it's not going to really be, from Bob's perspective, it's not going to be the key to really help you translate. Okay.
And that little place right there, we're not really using those endings, right? Because that says those
yeah,
are what
right.
they originally were, but down in the paragraph below it says,
well,
what we should do is the O-A-S-A, amen et usi.
Right, but you're going to see that these endings, the me-c-t, the mente inti, okay, when we get to the ame verbs and stuff like that, these are going to come into play. They're going to be there. Anyways, all I can say is someone linguistically has determined that this must have been the priority endings, okay? Anyways, it has never been a help to me.
Okay.
So, but it is for you know, I had a kid years ago who loved linguistics and was writing his own language. He was 14 years old or whatever. The kid was phenomenal. He loved it. He ate it up. You know, that was really important stuff to him. So, anyways. So if it's good for you, then work it. Yeah, well, then, if it's over that, then let it go. Just let it fly. Okay. So anyways, so that's the key in all this, okay, is just learning those endings. O-A-S-A, and hopefully you've done that. Hopefully you've memorized it, okay? So when we go to the exercises then, number one, what you notice well, then, with just these verbs, there are sentences by themselves. So with number one, you do number one, I believe, right? Yes, okay.
Yes.
And so, blepes, Ben?
Thou art seen.
I'm sorry.
Thou art seen.
Okay. That is correct according to Machen's interpretations. But let me ask you a question. Do you speak in Old English? Okay, don't use Old English here. Okay?
You have seen.
Okay, you have seen. Okay, and...
Have seen?
Well, not have seen. Thank you. Yeah, you are seeing. Okay, you see or you are seeing. You have seen is past tense.
Thou seest.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you talk like that, you can translate that. I don't know, I'm very okay with that. But the it is best to bring it into the language that you're using right now, okay? And so, blepes, I'd like you to parse it for me before you do that, though, okay? So what is it?
Present active indicative, second person singular.
Good, okay, so present active indicative, second person singular. Okay, and again, if I am going to assume when you say you, that you're assuming that it's singular anyway. So if it's plural, then you need to let me know by saying you plural or y'all or yins or something that's different than you that lets me know that you know that it's you plural. Okay? All right. Christopher? Gnoskes?
Let's see. And that's in lesson 3, so?
No. Yeah, lesson 3. No. Exercise 1.
Second person singular,
from
Gnosto, you know.
Okay, good. Okay, you know. And so you singular know. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. Okay, you can read it from your homework, but it's going to be better for you right now if you just look at the exercises, okay, and try to do it without your homework. Now, I don't mind if you use your homework, but for your review and for your taxing of your mind and preparing you for the quiz and for life, anyways, it would be good if you could just look at the word, and hopefully since you've done it, you can kind of recall it a little bit. Timmy? Lambanes?
Present active indicative, second person singular, you take.
Okay, you take or you receive, okay? Take is the primary, I think is what take is primary, but we understand that receive is there as well. Okay, Steve? Graphe?
Graphe, that's...
start with the parsing.
Yeah, that's present active indicative,
third person singular.
Good.
He writes.
He writes. Good. He, she, or it writes. Good. Okay, Marcia? Okay.
Okay, that is he has.
Start with the person.
It's present. Present. Present active indicative. Third person singular.
Okay, he has. Good. Brooke? Legay?
Okay, present active indicative. Third person singular. From Mendo.
He said. No, that's okay. Just understand. I am gonna try to be nitpicky at points on things, just to try to keep us. And sometimes I'm gonna miss it, like I did on Ben. Okay. All right. Dawn, you're jumping in. Do you feel comfortable or not yet?
Nomen.
Okay, which?
Third person plural.
First person plural. Good.
First
okay.
Person. And I don't remember what Lam Bano was.
That's okay. Turn your page again. Find it. It's right there in your vocab. Page 20. Top page 20. Top of the second column.
We take.
Good. All right. Good. All right, now everybody's had a shot, okay, at translating. So from this point, you're going to have a shot at speaking. All right, so we'll switch it up a little bit. Timmy, you get the next word? So the second word in number four. I'd tell you what it was, but then that would cheat. So.
Echo wave?
It's B. I catch the wave. Amen. Amen. Omega, Omicron. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah,
and translate it. Thank you. Oh, I thought I just got to sweat through the pronunciation.
Present active indicative.
Miss Dawn already told you what it was. Come on, you weren't paying attention.
I was. I forgot already. First person plural.
Cheat. All right. So now we have from what?
Echo.
Good. Okay.
So it's you, Echo. No.
First person plural.
First person plural. Again.
What's the plural of me?
We.
There you go.
We say we have.
We have. Mm-hmm. We have.
Something.
Okay, now, I don't know if this makes it easier on you guys or not, but it makes it easier on me if I can visualize. I got three chairs. First person, second person, third person. There's me, there's you, it's them. So, me, you, him, us, y'all, them. Make sense? I mean, it's easy. I'm a visual person, so if that helps you, it's good. If it makes it easier if I come down this side, so you look from the other way, you're a Hebrew, and so it's me, you, him, us, y'all, them. So however you want to look at that.
Well, I have.
Don't do it
so
from the middle,
moved.
Though.
Now I'm just.
Now I'm going to do it from the center. No, I really messed you up. Do the shell game. Which P was it? Anyways, but that's just the easiest way to think about it, because it's like moving further away from yourself. Okay? It's first person, second person, third person. Okay? All right. Christopher, you get the next one.
And then,
look at this. The last one of four.
Gnosselman.
Good.
And it's first person plural from Gnosko. We know.
Awesome. Good job, Christopher. All right. Benny, you get the first one and number five.
Lebede.
You've been working that one. He says, I know the one's mine.
Y'all see.
Good. Okay, did you parse it for us?
First, present active indicative, second person plural.
Good. All right. Marcia?
Okay. Legata. Legata.
Mm-hmm.
PAI is easier to say than all the words I keep messing up. Second person plural. And it is you plural say.
Good. Okay. We're going to get you to become a southerner here soon. Ye grits. I mean, y'all, we'll say y'all. Anyways.
Y'all.
Yeah, that's all I write. Miss Brooke?
Okay. Third one of number five, right?
That's the one.
Graph that. Present active indicative, second person plural, from grapho,
mm-hmm.
I write. Well, no, it's not I write. It's y'all write.
Good. Y'all write. You're all right, man. You're all right. That's all I gotta say. All right, Steve. Number six.
Didascusi.
Didascusi. Good.
That is present active indicative, third person plural. They teach.
They teach. Good. Excellent. All right, Don. You spoke your last one, so... Oh, it's the same word.
I know. Lamb, Dan,
I love it. Lamb, Ban. That sounds like...
Lamb, Bam.
Pebbles and Bam, Bam. Lamb, Ban. Lambanusi.
Lambanusi?
Mm-hmm. Lambanusi. Lambanusi.
Sounds like a chiropractor.
Yeah,
and if present active indicative third person plural they take.
Good, they take. All right. Now let's go back to the vocab there and just do one quick final review there as we go on our review for number four. Okay, so you have the eight verbs. We have blepo, I see, gnosko, I know, grapho, I write, didasko, I teach, lambano, I take, lego, I say, luo, I loose or destroy, echo, I have. I take or receive. Okay. All right, so go to lesson four now. We'll start with a review of the vocab there, and then do a couple of the sentences. Okay? Adelphos, and actually it's ha Adelphos. Adelphos by itself is a brother. Ha Adelphos would be?
The brother.
The brother. Good. Okay? And so Anthropos is a man. Apostolos is an apostle. Doulos is a slave or a servant. Better is a bond slave. The idea of that is the bond slave was one who chose to become enslaved. He was an indentured servant. He was one who had been given his freedom, if you would, and chose to be enslaved. Okay? So he was a bond slave. Doron is a gift. Thanatos is a death. Aaron, and remember it's Aaron. Okay, it's not Hieron or Heron, it's Aaron. It's actually a different syllable. It's a temple. Chi is the conjunction meaning and. Logos is Jesus. It's the word. A word. Okay. Namas, a law. Oikos is a house. And Chios, Chios, remember it's got the rough breathing there. Chios is a son. And so I want to point out, because I flew past it with apostolos, remember we talked about that's an official messenger as well. Okay. It's... the transliteration is apostle, but the translation is an official messenger. Okay? And you can put apostle on your translations, and technically that's okay. But I would like to teach you and to train you and to encourage you to start looking at what words mean rather than transliterating. It's important because when we get into words like baptizo, it means to dip or dunk or immerse. It doesn't mean baptize. And so we've lost the meaning what baptism really is because people have chosen to transliterate rather than to translate. Go ahead, Steve.
The articles printed there, is that just printed like that in the vocabulary list, or is that, how is that used in writing?
That would be...
Does that tell you whether it's masculine or...
That's correct, right.
That's all that is.
They will always put on a noun, you'll know, like when you go into the lexicon and stuff like that, you'll know a noun because it'll put the article there to let you know what gender it is.
But if we wanted to start a sentence out, the brother...
You would put ha adelphos.
Ha adelphos, okay.
Right, you wouldn't put adelphos ha. You put ha adelphos.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yes, no, that they would go together that way. Right, 100%.
And that's a, what's
that? Omicron?
With a rough breathing.
Yeah, that's that.
What, a little house?
No, look at your thing. It's the apostrophe.
Just the apostrophe.
That's pointing to the end of the word. There's,
why does it say a brother if it has
because
the brother
there? It doesn't. It doesn't say ha adelphos. That would be the brother. Adelphos by itself is a brother.
Adelphos ha.
It's just putting the ha to let you know that it's masculine. Adelphos by itself is not.
So if you put it in front, it would be definitely.
Correct.
So what exactly. It actually says right there is adelphos the in Greek.
It would say brother
then
it says the.
A brother.
Brother the.
Yeah, brother the.
Okay, so okay. It's just, yeah, just don't worry about it. It's not a matter of translation of what's there. It's just a matter of you telling you what the word means, brother. And then what its gender is.
Would you do temple?
Hieron?
But it's followed by
the,
ta?
Ta. Because it's neuter.
Okay.
Doron and Aaron are both neuter. All the others are masculine. The what they'll give you is the nominative singular article. Okay? So when we get into, today we're going to do, in lesson 5, we'll do feminine. It'll give you a hey. Okay? Because that's feminine. But when we get to the third declension, you're going to have masculine words that have feminine endings. And so mathetes, or mathete, is disciple, but it's masculine. So it'll be ha, mathete, which is really going to be weird. But anyways, so that ha will let you know that it's masculine, even though it has a feminine ending. Okay? That's down the road. That's way down the road. Don't spin around the maypole on that one yet, okay? We'll worry about that when we get there. So, all right, so on the nouns then, we have the gender, the number, the case number, gender, okay? And so when we parse it, we say nominative, masculine, nominative, singular. Okay, so we do the gender, the case, and then the number. All right, so the big thing here is paragraph 31. You have the masculine endings, os, u, o, on, oi, own, ois, us. Chris?
That's right. Endings.
No, that's exactly right. We said that 2 weeks ago. That is just
how can you tell the difference?
Ah, because you have to know what the word is. Because the nominative singular is different. So for the masculine, it's os, and for the neuter, it's on. Okay? And so doron, I know that it's neuter, because it ends at on. Mm-hmm. Anthropos is masculine because it ends in os. But if I had the word anthropon by itself, I would then have to know that it comes from anthropos, which is masculine. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's why you got to know the root words. Root words are important to know because you go back to them. Okay? But you're not going to memorize every Greek word. That's why I have you get the Greek New Testament with the lexicon in the back, because that way, when you see the words that you don't know, you turn to the back of the book and find them. Okay? And honestly, I do that an awful lot. Okay? The more you use it, the more you learn. But the reality is that's still going to be words out there that you go, good grief, I saw that one 5 years ago. What was that? You know? And so you got to go back and look at that again. Okay? So, because it's not like you're speaking it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know guys who've actually done their quiet time out of the Greek New Testament or the Hebrew Old Testament. And I thought that was been kind of neat to do, but that's where it ended. So, anyways. I didn't have time to do it. Because honestly, your quiet time at that point really becomes a study time. When I was full-time at Garden City, I would have an hour each week, 2 hours, an hour for Greek and an hour for Hebrew that was in my schedule. That would be my review time for that. But I wouldn't want that to be my quiet time because that was just, it made my quiet time more of a study time. But some of these guys, they eat it up. So so back there, paragraph 31, okay, os, u, o. And what I didn't point out 2 weeks ago that I wanted to point out was that on that dative singular, the O, it has what's called a yoda subscript, okay?
Right.
Okay? And so, no, it's okay, it's all right. And so so that's important just to note that there are things called yoda subscripts, okay? And that yoda, if you read, I think it's from lesson one. Does it have about the yoda subscript in lesson one?
It does, somewhere. Yeah. I read it somewhere.
Okay. And that makes that ending long, which the omega is already long. But you're going to find out when we get the feminines, it's a, you know, that sometimes you can have an alpha there, and the alpha is still then long.
Because the yoda used to be pronounced.
Alpha
like
with the yoda subscript.
Right. It makes it long.
But they stopped pronouncing it. But
right.
It stays the same as what it was.
Exactly right. Say again?
An omega with an alpha subscript or an alpha with a...
No, alpha with a yoda. You'll only have a yoda subscript. That's it.
Page just 11 right here, right before paragraph 5 is where it is. I just happened to open right to it. I was looking back for it.
Okay. And that's going to come into play in some of your verb endings. That when you get to subjunctives have yoda subscripts. And so that's a way to you're going to be able to use to see, determine those as being different.
So where do we use that in the declensions for the dative?
That's the dative. The dative
so
has
there's always a yoda subscript.
Yoda subscript under the dative singular.
So you put a yoda. See what it looks like there.
Yeah, right. Looks like you're putting a rough reading over the new.
Right.
Anyways. And it goes right in the middle under it. It, okay. It doesn't go after it like you're doing there, but okay. How are you going to do it? Okay. So that's just something to know. And then we also talked about that we're not going to do vocative as well. Okay. So if you want to memorize the vocative, remember I said we're not doing vocative, we're only doing the nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, okay? Vocative is not used very much, so it's not worth the brain space at this moment. And then the neuter is in 41, and as Christopher was saying, the only differences, remember we talked about, between the masculine and the neuter, and that's why they're considered the same declension, is the nominative singular is os to on. The nominative plural is oi to a, and the accusative plural goes from us to a. Okay? And so actually the neuter, plural, nominative, and accusative are the same. The same with the singulars on and on. Okay? And then the final thing there was the movable nu, just to be alerting to the fact that when you have a word that ends with a vowel, next one begins with a vowel, there's always a movable nu. And sometimes, yes, sometimes, they even like to use movable nus when there's a consonant for the next word. Anyways, that's, again, not all the time. But when there are vowels on either side, you will have that movable nu. All right. Any quick questions? So we can do a couple of these sentences here real quick. All right. Let's look at number one. Okay, again, this is one that you should have done, so this should be familiar to you. Okay, Adelphos, blepe, anthropon, sorry. So Adelphos, anybody want to take a stab at that one? That is what?
A brother.
Okay, a brother. Okay, so it is masculine, nominative, singular. Okay, it means a brother. And then you have blepe. Blepe is?
Present
active indicative, third person singular. So he, she, or it sees. Okay. And when we're parsing, we don't know right now that it's he. Now, when we bring this all together, we understand it's going to wind up being the he because it's a brother. Okay. Okay, so it wouldn't be the female one of it. And then anthropon is from anthropos, so it is the masculine accusative singular, a man. Okay, so a brother sees a man. Okay, and so we don't have to really worry about whether it's he, she, or it because we have the subject there. But if the subject wasn't there, then how would we know? I mean, how if it just said blepe anthropon, how would we know?
Well, we would know it's a he or she and not an it because an it isn't going to see.
Okay.
On.
Say again.
On. O N at the end.
No. Yeah. The context. Okay. It's going to be is the phrase that I want you guys to learn over and over and over again. It's going to be like a mantra. Context. 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 Okay. Now, there's not a whole lot of context when you're doing homework assignments, right? But when you start translating the Bible, there's always context. Okay? And so you have to be able to work at trying to find out what the subject is pointing toward. Okay? So especially like with blepe, is it a guy? Is it a girl? And yes, sometimes it can be an animal that sees. And so so don't throw the neuter out. There actually could be a neuter out there that is given the anthropomorphic idea of seeing. So, does everybody understand what anthropomorphic is? Okay, do you know what anthropomorphisms are? Good, okay. Anthropos is man, and amorphos is another Greek word. It means form. And so having a man's or a mankind's form. And so we're told that we anthropomorphize God sometimes by giving God forms that he doesn't necessarily have. So we talk about the wings, you know, God under God's wings, under God's arms, God's eyes, God's legs, and not necessarily do we know that God has all those things because God is a spirit. Yeah, God's a spirit. So an anthropomorphism is when we give the characteristics of a man to somebody, something other than man. Sir?
How did you say that this could be written where it would be harder to understand?
If it was just blepe anthropon.
Oh.
In other words, the subject would not have been stated for us, and so we have to determine the gender. That's only when you have third-person singular. They see, it's a group. It could be all men, it could be all female. We really don't know, it's just a group. You see, y'all see, it really, all meaningless.
So
the only time you
different
really...
Different ways it could be translated, then...
That's exactly right.
Just say all...
Right, well, but...
Spiritual gifts, they're just spiritual...
Things.
Spiritual...
That's right. They're spiritual things. They're spiritual... It's a descriptive.
Exactly right. That's
right. That is explaining. That's exactly right. Good. Okay, number two. And I'm going to read these just for the sake of time. Okay? And we'll have opportunity to do more in lesson five. Doulos, graphe, lagus. And so, doulos...
A servant,
good. Okay, and graphe. Okay, he, she, or it writes. And lagus?
Words,
okay. And lagus is plural, okay. Now that's important, okay. When something's plural, you got to put the plural ending there. Okay, remember that. You know, like in the government, when the guy is stomping his feet a lot, that means what?
That question will be on the test.
You may need to know that. Okay, so I don't really do that a whole lot, but okay, if there's, you know, if it's a plural, you got to make sure you know that it's a plural and that I know that you know that it's a plural. Anyways, so, okay, so a servant writes words, okay? And as my favorite student, teacher's pet, said, say, why shouldn't it be a servant writes some words? Because you have an indefinite article of a for singular, and some is an indefinite article for plurals, and I said, no one's ever questioned that before. Anyways, so, write words. She's my teacher's pet. Yeah, it wouldn't be the boys. That's the teacher's slaves. She's the teacher's pet. Anyway, so.
The answer is 50 some words.
If you felt as the interpreter, translator, that some words is a better translation, however, for this class, don't do that. Okay? Because seriously, there are Greek words for some. Okay? And so if they wanted some to put there, they would put it there. And so when I'm translating, I like to err toward
literal.
But I'm thinking beyond literal, the
concrete.
Yeah, it's my brain is just not flowing literal, but it'll come to me a half hour from now. Anyways, but that it's just choppy. Okay? And then I can come back and flow it a little bit better. But I'd rather have my literal be choppy and try to make sense of that than to assume immediately that there's got to be words in there. Because sometimes we assume and we interpret it when we shouldn't have done that. Okay, let's do one more. And then we're going to take the quiz. All right? So let's go to number, did you guys do 7? Yeah, you did. Okay, so let's do 7. It's a little bit longer. Dulus kai oikus lambanusin Adelphoi. Okay? So, doulos?
Servants.
Servants, okay. What, somebody parse it for me.
Masculine,
accusative, plural, doulos. Okay. Kai is and, oikos is again.
Houses.
Okay. Lambanusin. Present active indicative.
Third person plural.
Okay. They receive or they take. Adelphoi. Brothers. Okay. So, somebody want to venture the translation?
Didn't make
slaves sense. And houses receive brothers.
Okay. Slaves and houses receive brothers. All in favor say aye.
No, that's the accusative.
Everybody opposed say no.
No.
No. Okay. What is the proper translation?
Brothers are receiving servants and houses.
Brothers are receiving servants and houses. Remember,
are
word
receiving.
Order.
Okay.
Okay. Or it doesn't have to be are receiving. He is put in. His translation really highlights the present side of it. It could say receives. So.
What?
It could say.
Brothers
receive or brothers take servants and houses. You don't have to have the R in there. Remember, word order doesn't mean anything, but it means everything in Greek. Okay? You can have it in any order you want. So, if in this sentence you were going to preach it, okay, this is in the Bible, and this you're going through the book of Corbin, and you read this, you know, and you're preaching from the book of Corbin. Anyways, what's the most important part about the sentence? Okay, but what? Tell me. Don't just tell me the first part. Tell me what is. You tell me right now. What's the most important?
Servants and houses.
What about them?
Something about them because they're the first word in the sentence.
Okay, what's important about them? They're the things that are being taken or being received. Okay, so it's not right. It's important that the brothers are doing it, but it's not so important that the brothers are the ones that are doing it. But what's really important is that the brothers are taking those things. And that's what you want to talk about.
If you wanted to translate it literally, could you say servants and houses are taken by brothers? Taken by?
Mm-hmm. That'd be another tense.
Right.
Are
being taken by it still puts it into a, are being taken would be a,
participle?
No. Give me a moment. It's not perfect, it's pluperfect. Okay, and so, anyways, there's a pluperfect out there, too. The idea there, so, yeah, that would be hard to come in English to put that exactly right. And that's why knowing the Greek is kind of fun, because you can come back and say, you know, I've got to put it in English this way for it to make sense in English. But the most important part that Paul wanted you to know, or John wanted you to know, was that it was these gifts, these things.
There's no way in English to convey that.
That's why sometimes you see tenses being changed in English, because they're trying to bring it over, and put that the highlight there. but then they change something else to do that. So, right. So some, yeah, that's why I said, you miss, in the English translation, there are times, not always, but there are places where you really miss the emphasis of the passage because you can't bring it across.
So what's being emphasized in this?
The fact that it's the servants and houses that are being taken or received. And again, context is going to tell you whether it's taken or received. Exactly right. Right. Because you could have this.
It looks like it's the subject, but it's.
But it's.
Because it's accusative.
Right. It is the subject of the sentence, even though it's not the subject of the sentence. Right. But you could, if it was important that it was that they were being taken or received, you could actually start off with the verb. Labanusin, doulos, oikos, kai oikos, adelphoi. I mean, you could really have it, instead of just being backwards, just scrambled. Okay? And again, it would be prioritized. Okay. So, quiz time. Now, what I want you to do, Timmy, you have an extra pen, right? Can I keep this one for right now?
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like you to do then, since we're class size is semi-growing here, I think what's going to be easier is...
Can we share these?
No. Come on, turn them over. Come on. What I'd like you to do is to, when you're done with your quiz, bring it to me. And then I'll grade it real quick, and I think that'll be easier. All right? Okay, anyone pass those around? I think there may be one extra or two extra. So if there are, you can pass those back. Okay, you guys do that. And I'm... Sorry, I can't pause this right now. I had heard one affirmation anyway. Oh. Means it was a good, it's always a good quiz when at least one student says, "Oh!"
That have to be in order?
No, alphabet does not have to be in order yet. Next week, if it's on the quiz, yes. All right. I'm going to try to see if I can hold this thing without turning it off. No. It keeps going. That doesn't do it. So for those of you who are listening to tape, I don't know how to pause it. Again, you got 47 points just for showing up and taking the quiz. Move on to the. You got to think quizzes and tests properly here. If you struggle with the alphabet, what should you do? Study the alphabet. But, well, you can cheat. You can cheat. But, oh, I hate it as a teacher. Listen, part of what I like to do, though, is teach people how to take tests. Because I struggle with taking tests. What is all over your quiz? Down below.
The letters.
Okay? And so, I hate to do that to myself. But, you know, there is just one part of taking the test in your quiz that, you know. I'll see you next week. I'll have to give you a separate piece of paper for the alphabet. I'll give it to you first and then. read that one letter that you can't remember that's not in any of those words.
There is one.
No, there's more than one, trust me.
Don't mess up the rest of the quiz for one letter. Do your translations.
How many letters are in the
alphabet? Okay, now understand that those verbs are worth 2 points each. You're going to get a point for understanding the meaning of the verb stem, and you get a point for knowing the ending. That's how I'm also testing you, not only on your vocab, but also on your paradigm. And the same with the nouns. So on datives usually have...
We don't do any datives in our homework.
Datives usually have a to, a by, or a for with it to indicate that it's an indirect object. Does that make sense? So to the store, by the store, whatever. And a genitive usually has of with it.
So do you want to straight down the meaning of the root and then the meaning
of
the
root? No, I want you to translate those words. Isn't that what I stated?
Yeah.
Okay. So like if you have a genitive, you would say it's of Bob, of men, whatever, okay? And so like if you had anthropone, hopefully it's not one of your words, I don't know if I put that there, but if you had, now everybody's looking, did he put it there? Don't tell him if he did. Anthropone, you would put of men, because anthropone would be plural and would be genitive, and so you would indicate both of those to me, that you understood that it was men, that it was plural, and it was genitive, by just telling me that it was of men.
And if it's dative, we use
two by or four. Yeah, because there's no rule for that. When you translate, you're going to have to take your best guess based upon context what the preposition you're going to throw there is. My funny letters are messing you up? That's why I said you have to get used to it. There's different fonts, different, you know, styles. So, this is SP Ionic. It is free on the web. You can download it for free. And then there's SP Ionic, this is Greek, and SP, what's the Hebrew called? Tiberius.
door open.
Okay, I don't have everybody turning in at the same time now. Translate it, yeah, you don't have to parse it. That's called parsing, by telling me all that, okay?
Oh, you just wanted us to translate it?
Just translate, so it says translate. That's okay, though. You're letting more information, look, it's like any, like when I teach math, the more information you give me, that helps me to know how much you know. But if you just put an answer down, it's Russian roulette. It's all or nothing.
Circle at the top. All I'm telling you is that you need to make that almost look, your theta and your key, Z almost look as that identical.
And say that in the word?
That's not almost. And so.
So this needs to be smaller, right? At the top.
Your little bit at the top. It's just. Smaller. Just. Yeah. Almost get rid of it.
I
you guys can take a breath, take a break when you're done.
Holes.
I take 10 points off and you don't have your name. Tell home scores, they don't know how to put the name on the sheet, huh?
But if we have a book that's for school, we don't put on our name, so I automatically put that on your name. We all did it.
That's right. For Spencer.
Coming up with clues? Remember stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing.
It'd be a lot simpler to remember it, instead of,
paragraph
goes with each other.
But we were talking about, how we forget it. Like, I hadn't reviewed the alphabet for a couple days. I did it at the beginning, right after the class. Yeah.
I never got lesson two.
Oh, boy. Lesson three and four piles of arms.
Well, I may have spent half the day on the first two pages of lesson three. It just doesn't sink in very well.
No, I know. That's the problem. Here today.
It doesn't matter if it's in the box. Sealed. It's concrete.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Just need a chisel.
God, those pants are too brand new. I got totally flustered. He normally leaves at 10 after 6 on Wednesday nights to go get kids. Between 10 after and 20 after. And I've got, 20 minutes, 25 minutes or whatever before I leave. 30 minutes, whatever. So I was just Skyping with Matt, and I looked down at the time on the computer, and thankfully it's ahead. It said 20 after.
Yeah, I have the same scenario.
Wait.
And I thought you started at 6.
Oh.
Well, my pride is that I was coming late. So I
would have gotten
just in time to hear the text.
Best adventures.
I was supposed to call you during your lunch, and I forgot. Are we taxing your brain, getting too many right? Is that it?
Some of them are taxing.
We're very creative. We're a very artsy bunch, so
artsy.
Give grace.
That's
there on those
artsy
letters.
Oh, I'm definitely giving grace. It's just a matter of trying to. It's a matter of trying to find them. It's a matter of trying to find them. So, yeah, when they're in order, that makes it nice and easy. You all that didn't put them in order, it really is a matter of hunt and peck. Now, did he mean this? Did he or she mean this thing to look like this, or was it supposed to be that?
Both.
Our Greek Apollitarian has a chant for learning. You know how you do the ABCs with the song?
Uh-huh.
And that helps me a lot.
Oh, really?
Because it has a rhythm to it. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. That's the first line. And then, theta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron. Pi, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon. That's one line. And then, B, Q, C, omega. So it's like a poem, and you learn the rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Who's
that?
Steve, sorry.
Keep it down.
That was very respectful. That was good.
Faces he makes. Would you learn those off the kids you give shots to, or what? Painful.
But you're not satisfied until it's 100.
That's
right.
Close enough. It better say 99. Wait a minute. I'm a teacher, too,
it's
here.
Close
I'm
to
a
it.
Old school teacher.
It's close
watch
to
out.
It. It's in the 90s.
Okay.
I bet it's...
and faith.
Who got the highest?
All right, we're not done yet. Well, Marcia was pushing for the highest, until the one spot there, so the second highest. So Brooke has the highest. Okay, as a whole, okay, this is as a whole. As a whole, you all did good. Okay? Now, there's also a piece of information that I'll share at this point that at least one of you might want to know, and that is that I dropped the two lowest quizzes through the year. So, yeah. Now hopefully yours, Brooke, is... Oh no, it would be pretty awesome if your what you got tonight was the lowest on your quiz. Oh, actually, that's still not... I mean, that's... If you're over... If you're 90 or over, it's an A. You're cooking. So you're good. If it's below a 90, you got work to do. Especially when I gave you 47 points. Okay? Okay. So, Don, I'm not talking to you because you're stepping in a week after. Anyways, we won't say who had the other low one. So, anyways. That's right. So, but anyways, but there is two that are dropped, okay? And so, but you want to work on it, and you want to make sure that now you have an idea of what the quizzes are going to look like, and so I'll change it up next week. So let's jump into five, okay? We have about 20 minutes left, I think. I can't really see that well.
About 17 till is what that one says.
Yeah, so right, so we've got about 17 minutes here. Okay, so vocab on lesson five here. Now, again, this is the first declension, so these are nouns. These are feminine, okay? And what you're going to note is they all end in an alpha or eta type ending, okay? So they all have that A end.
See, it wasn't fair. We haven't used the eta yet.
Yeah, I mean, there was numerous of you. I'm glad you said that. There were numerous of you that missed eta on the vocab, or on the alphabet. It was funny. I mean, there was a couple, but... Yeah, I guess not.
All.
About half of you, I think, missed Ada. It's incredible.
Weird.
It is weird. I thought.
Really
so, yeah. So, anyways, and you'll note that the nominative singular for the feminine nominative singular, and definite article is A. Hey, like ha for the masculine. Okay, it's hey for the feminine. Okay, so you have aletheia. Hey, aletheia, the truth. What's fun about this is that you're going to learn that there are Greek words that are formed by multiple Greek words. So they're combined form words, like we have in English. And so aletheia is actually from two words, a and letheia. A means not in Greek, and letheia means deceptive, false. Okay? And so aletheia is truth. And really what it means is not deceptive. There's no deception there, okay? And so Jesus is aletheia. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so he is not deceptive. Basileia, a kingdom. Graphe is the noun form of the verb, grapho. Grapho was I write, or right? And so graphe is a writing by derivation then, scripture. Okay, but not all writings are scripture, so be careful with that. And so you could have graphos. I write writings, you know. So anyway, doxa is translated into English right now as glory. Classically, in classic Greek, it meant reputation. It brings the concept of glory because we use it referring to God, and the reputation of God is high and lifted up. It's glorious. And so, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the doxa of God. And so, it makes a whole lot of sense when you bring it into do all to the reputation of God, that whatever you do is putting a stamp on His reputation. And so, all have sinned and fallen short of the doxa of God, the reputation of God, because God is perfect. Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So it really makes a whole lot of sense when you think about what the derivation of the word where it came from, and that it actually meant reputation. But glory is how we will translate it. Eirene is peace. It's where we get our girl's name, Irene. Ecclesia is the church. Again, this comes from two words, ek and kalao. Ek means out from, and kalao means to call, so to be called out from. It's translated here as a church. It's really more a gathering, because we understand church as this group of people who follow Jesus and so on and so forth. That's not what the word meant. It was actually used before there was a church. And so it was just a group of called out ones, usually an assembly. A lot of times it was used in a judicial sense, like a jury almost. They were the group of called out ones.
So what did you say ek was?
Out from, out of, out from. It's a preposition.
Okay, and then?
Kaleo.
Kaleo would be?
To call, I call. And so the called out ones is really the idea of the literal idea of the word, called out ones. Okay? Assembly would be a good. Okay? Entele, ibe, entele. Entele is a commandment. Okay? Zoe, zoology. Zoe is life. Hemera, note the rough breathing there. Hemera is a day. Cardia, cardiac arrest. Cardia is heart. Parabole, we transliterate this word as a parable. Okay, and a parable is a story that is thrown alongside of an event or a teaching to give it clarity. And that's exactly what a parabole is. It's parabole. Below is to throw, and para is a preposition meaning alongside of. So it kind of means sense. It's thrown alongside.
Alongside what? Story alongside?
Well, a parable is a story that's thrown alongside an event, a teaching, whatever, to bring clarity or...
Teaching.
Right. And so, but... And so, right, and so that's... So the, to illustrate the teaching. So the word actually is very descriptive of what it was used for, a parable lay. A parable. Say, okay. Phone, voice, phonograph. Is where we, again, you know a lot of the words we use come from. Suke, okay. A lot of times when the uslon is transliterated into English, it transliterates as a Y. And so this transliterates as psyche, okay? It's suke, but it would transliterate into the English as psyche. That's where we get our word psyche from. And this is a soul or a life. And so you'll note that there's zoe, a life, and then suke, a life, okay? And zoe refers to, and then there's also bios, which you don't have right now, but bios is going to mean life as well, okay?
That's like in Latin.
They
have bio,
kind of
like in biology.
That's right. Bios is the same thing. That's right. And so there's three different kinds of life. Just so you know that zuke is more the soul. It's talking about your life force in you. And so we are made up of three parts. We're made up of the sarkos or somatos, the body. We're made up of the suke, the soul, and the pneumatos, the spirit. We're body, soul, and spirit. And so your suke is your psyche, what we refer to as a psyche, okay? And then hora, that's a rough breathing there, is an hour. And so we almost transliterate our word hour from there, hora. Yeah, so it...
With a silent H.
And it comes from the Greek originally.
Yeah, okay, say a life again.
Which one?
The top one.
Zoe.
Zo, Z.
Zoe. Like zoology.
Zoe, okay.
Like the girl's name Zoe. That's what this is.
Okay.
And again, the Ada is like the Aesop's fable. Or what? Does anybody know what that's called in the Middle
the
Ages?
A-E,
The A-E together. That's
middle,
what the Ada...
It's called Middle E, isn't it?
I know it's Middle Ages. Anyways, and so like if you wanted to write that letter in English, if you could write that Aesop's fable, A-E, that's really what it would be. Okay. All right, now the declension, paragraph 48 for the feminine. You're going to note that there's a 48. There's one, at least the version of formations I have. You also have paragraph 53, paragraph 54, and paragraph 56. Okay? What each of these show you is that there is some slight distinctions in different words in the feminine. But note throughout all of them, they all have alpha or eta. Okay? That's the key. Okay? The omicron concept, that's masculine neuter. The eta, alpha eta, that's feminine. Okay, so that's the same way with Spanish, if I understand right. You have the O's and the A's. Okay, so same concept. Okay, and so you have here in paragraph 48 with the short endings, okay, with the alpha as opposed to the long ending eta, you have hora, horas, hooray, hooray, because you have the Yoda subscript, okay? So it just kind of makes it long. It doesn't make it hooray, because it's not the diphthong. The Yoda subscript's making it long. That's why it's there. So it's not a diphthong. It's just lengthening the...
So how do you say it?
Hooray.
Why would you make it say A?
Because it's lengthened because of the Yoda subscript. It makes it long.
But it's long anyway.
Long is like
two B. Well, okay. Well, however, but yeah,
Ada says
A, right?
And if long epsilon.
In the alpha with the Yoda subscript comes back out like an Ada.
Huh.
Anyways,
so
just
Larry doesn't have the
yeah. If you don't say it exactly that way, it's not a big deal. Again, this class is not for pronunciation. Okay, so Horan.
Wait. He said
Haran.
It up in the vocabulary, but that's because that they're giving you the nominative
singular. That's correct.
So down here, this is the nominative.
The date of singular.
Date of singular.
Date of singulars always have
subscript.
Date of singulars always have Yoda subscript.
Date of singular always has Yoda subscript. Okay.
Okay.
What is the
dative singular always has a Yoda subscript. It's a mantra. Alright, I gotta go on because of time. Okay. Plural, nominative, horai. Note that the genitive plural has the exact same ending as the masculine and the neuter. Horon. Own. Okay. Horais. And then horas. Okay, and so you'll note similarities between the endings from the masculine, okay? But again, the primary difference is that this has the alpha eta as opposed to the omicron. Okay, do we see that? Now, I'm not going to go through each one of the paradigms. You can look at them. It has the one for aletheia, okay? The one for doxa, and the one for graphe. Okay, graphe is there because that all ends in the etas and the singulars. The doxa has both the alpha and the etas in the singular. Okay? Okay, you can read over that and just kind of digest it.
Which one?
Familiarity. You'll learn it by familiarity. Okay, and as you use it, Steve, you'll pick it up. You really will, because when you see the when you're translating, again, it's you're not going from English to Greek. If you're going from English to Greek, it's a bigger deal. Okay? But going from Greek to English, it's already written for you. And so you'll see the alphas and the etas, and you'll know what? It's feminine. Okay, you'll see the omicrons, and you'll say, oh, masculine. And honestly, the biggest key about it is always going back to the root word. It really doesn't matter. A lot of the endings are meaningless, other than to tell you what case it's going to be. If you know what the root word is, then you know that that's exactly right. And then you kind of come up with the cases, and you bring it together. Okay? And I don't mean to diminish linguistics beside of it here, but again, this is to put your toe in the water, and if you're really interested in linguistics, then you're going to go way past where we're at here. Okay? This is teach you how to use a circular saw, and if you want to really become a finished carpenter, then you move on from here. So, all right, so exercises, okay? I passed out the sheets. There. And let's see, do I have mine? Yeah. I gave you all, I think, eight other sentences to translate. Yeah, I don't know why I have that indent there. Anyways, 1 to 5 and 16 to 18. Okay, because I know that there's, again, just there's going to be more reviewing coming from the last 2 weeks. And then you've got 14 more vocab words to add. My suggestion to you is to make yourself flashcards for the vocab words. Okay, on the front side, put the Greek, and on the back side, put the translation and what it is. Okay, now let's look at an exercise here or two. Okay, I've got 4 minutes. Let's try to do a sentence here. Let's look at number 6 because you're not doing number 6. I know it. Sorry. All right, number 6. Huias dulu lege perbolein ecclesia. Ecclesiae. Okay. Huias, you all know, that's what? A son. Okay. Dulu. Os. Oon. Get used to doing it. I try to tell the boys to do this over and over again. I still, in my mind, I'll still go os uoon, oion, oisus, just to run through it. So it's not dative, os u. It's
genitive.
Genitive singular.
The servant's son. No.
Servants. No. Son is nominative, so that's the subject. Dulu is
son.
Genitive, so it's possessive.
Son
of a servant.
Son of a slave.
All right, a son of a slave, a son of a servant, a son of a bond slave. Okay. So.
I would have done that totally backwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because son is the noun, so I was thinking.
Right, but
son,
it's
son, and I thought the doulos would be the possessive.
You put always put an of on the genitive, and that helps you out.
Yeah.
A son of a slave. Okay. Lege, he says, he, she, or it says. Okay. And since we know it's a son of a slave, son is the subject, so it's masculine. He says, parabolein.
A parable.
A parable?
Oh, parabolein. Parabolon?
It is. It's it would come from the graphe. Let's go to the next page. And look, okay, and look at the graphes. You see it's graphane. Okay, that's exactly right. It's accusative, singular. Okay, good. A parable, and then ecclesiae is the dative singular, and so it's two by or four, if you would.
Church.
Church. So to a church. So church. A son of a servant says a parable to a church.
Okay, wait. How did you do the... Go back to parable.
Parabolein.
Where was that?
Parable.
Where was that?
Parabolein is accusative singular. Ain. The ending is ain.
But how would I know that parable uses the declension listed in 56 and not the declension listed in 53?
It is all one and the same declension. If you go to the one in the first declension with hora, it's still the alpha nu. As I said, the alpha and the eight is all the same. It's still on. On and ain are the same. You don't have any other options.
So short A or long A, doesn't matter, either one.
Yeah, unless you're saying that it's a movable new. Okay, but we already have a subject, so it's definitely not the subject.
Okay, and that was what Steve's question was, that we'll just learn that through familiarity with each word. Knowing whether to use the...
Well, it's already there for you. I don't have to worry about whether it's an alpha or an eta, because it's already told me that it's an eta. That's my point once. In other words, I'm not translating from English to Greek.
Okay.
It's already there.
Okay.
So, it doesn't matter whether it's alpha or eta. I know it's an eta.
Okay.
Because they wrote it.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody get that? Okay. Now, this is easy because this one is in order. Okay. But clearly, again, like we learned in the last lesson, I could have said, lege huias de lu ecclesiae parabolane. You know, I could have just... put everything together there because the most important thing was that he said it. Make sense? Or I could have put ecclesiae first. Then you're really trying to, you know, to the church. Well, because to the church, the son of the... You do sometimes. That's right. It's an indirect phrase. Indirect, you know. So to the church, a son of a servant said a parable. And you're emphasizing to the church. Here, it's just, it's English style. It's the son of a servant. Okay.
Did you say told a parable instead of said?
Keep said. Eventually, you could say told if you want to, but lego is to say.
Said. So, yeah, but said would be past.
No, don't say said.
Says.
Okay. Says. Did I say said when I translated? I might have. It's so easy to do. But he says.
By speaking, as opposed to writing.
That's 100%, because he did, because grapho would be he wrote it, so he spoke it, and there's other words as well for speaking as well. So it's just he says it. Leleo would be to speak. So he's not speaking, and he's saying it.
That's the one you're thinking about, right?
Yeah. Anyways, we did use leleo actually when we were in 1 Corinthians 14. All right. It is that time. If you have questions, I will stay for 2 minutes. No, seriously. And I'll answer any questions. But let's close in prayer. And then those who want to go can go. And then we'll stay and answer any other questions. Okay? Timmy, can I get you to close us in prayer, please?
Dear Jesus, thank you today. Thank you that we could all come learn Greek so that we can interpret the Bible the way it's originally written, not by somebody's interpretation. And please help us all in the course to be able to make it all the way through. And please help us to study it and to put our whole heart into it. And please help us have a safe trip home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Before I turn this off, is anybody going to ask me any other questions that someone's going to want to listen to later? Okay.
Do you get to leave now?
Hey, they want to know if they can leave now. I'm going to turn you off. That means you get to